Are we headed now into a fifth wave of COVID this fall and winter in the U.S.? Right now, we are seeing infection surges in a few states like Colorado. We talk about the road ahead with coronavirus with David Dowdy, epidemiologist at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health.
Yeah, it's hard to say for sure, but things are not necessarily trending in the right direction. We've seen cases flatten and started to increase. So I think we should expect at least a small wave. We'll have to see how big it is in the weeks to come.
What are the reasons? Is it people indoors more or something else?
I think it's a lot of it is people being more indoors. We know that the respiratory viruses increase in numbers in the wintertime, and COVID shouldn't be any different. So I think that's part of it. And I think that people are probably continuing to travel a bit more, interact with each other a bit more, and that's all playing a part too.
Despite the effectiveness of the vaccines, are we realizing that 70%, 80% vaccination rates are just not enough to protect most everyone?
I think it depends here on what you mean by protect. If the goal is to get to zero COVID, then yes, we're going to need exceptionally high, and some would say infeasibly high, numbers of vaccinations to get there. But if the goal is to get levels of serious disease, so hospitalization and death, to a manageable number, I do think that we can get there. And in fact, our rates of hospitalization and death are still going down, even as our cases are starting to turn back.
I was reading a New York Times article featuring the chair of medicine at UCSF. On one hand, he says he might wear a mask in the supermarket and on airplanes for the rest of his life. And then in almost the same breath, he says he started eating in restaurants indoors. He plays poker unmasked with his vaccinated friends. This man is not waiting for COVID to be over. Is that because it may never be over?
COVID is not going to be over. And I think we need to get used to that fact. I think that we're going to have to get used to waves coming and going as the numbers go up, that we need to get a bit more cautious. And then when numbers go back down, that we can live a little bit more. I think that's a reality that we're going to have to get used to and probably what we're going to be seeing for the next few years. Yes.
Holidays are starting. Can you give me a brief checklist of what you recommend for people? I know get vaccinated is at the very top of that list, or a lot of people believe it should be.
Yes. Well, indeed, you're right. So get vaccinated is at the very top of the list. In addition, I think avoiding large indoor gatherings, especially with people whose vaccination status is uncertain, wearing masks in places where you don't know if everyone's been vaccinated. I think the same sorts of things that we've been saying from the beginning. It doesn't mean that you can't live your life at all, but I do think as cases start to trend upwards in many parts of the country, we might have to start being a bit more cautious.
Are we still dealing with the Delta variant? Is that what might be heating up this fifth wave, or is it something else?
It is still the Delta variant, but we've been dealing with the Delta variant for about half a year now. So there's nothing new about the variant itself. I think probably more the reason that we're seeing cases go back down and then come back up again, or starting to plateau and trend back up, is more because of the winter, people spending more time indoors, contacting each other a little bit more closely. I don't think it's any change in the virus.
Johns Hopkins School of Public Health epidemiologist David Dowdy, he joined us on Skype.